This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
It is what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Oh, we're back in the building. Race Wars in the house. I'm here holding it down, as always, representing. Oh, summer's almost over. That ain't right. Summer's done. Karen, I said summer's going to go by fast.
Yay. Sweaty titties be gone.
Sweaty titties be gone. I mean, I like a nice sweaty titty in the city.
Sweaty titty in the city is the name of my album.
Because girls try to walk around like they all at. Then they turn around, and there you go. Two ponds under your tits. I see turtles and everything under there.
Boo, we hate it.
Swamp tits. You got swampy titties in the city.
Yeah, but that's because we're trying to compete with your balls.
Yeah. If you could see the sweater and the balls, oh, we'd be so embarrassed. Man. It's a mess down
no,
there.
No, you wouldn't be embarrassed.
No, we would own it. We would make it a thing.
You don't care.
We would shame women for not having sweaty balls. That's why you can't get equal pay.
Y'all? You are so rude. Yes, you and you and you.
We got a packed house. It's packed. Let everybody introduce themselves. Danny?
Dan Frigolette. Thank you for having me. Stand-up comedian.
Yes, Frigolette. You such a dirty wop. What a filthy wop. Am I right, white daughter?
Filthy wop indeed.
I've been trying to explain it because I've been going out of the country and they're trying to figure out what I am.
Because you look, because you're brown.
I'm everything.
Because you that's got that Sicilian in you
yeah.
Something.
So it's Italian made to sound French. That's the deal.
Italian made to sound
my
French.
My great-grandfather wanted to sell vegetables out of a truck. That was his business.
Right.
And he knew, it was like 1925, he knew that if he sounded French, people would want to buy more zucchinis from him.
That's right.
It. That's it.
So he faked the French accent and all that?
No, he didn't go that far, I don't think.
Oh, really? I would have went all the way. I would have went all the way like that African fella who climbed up that building to save that French baby just to become French, to steal my vegetables. All right, welcome to the show, Danny.
Thank you for having me.
We got to dive into that fucking past, though. Jack
Byer, I'm stand-up comedian. I'm not Italian.
No, Jack is as Protestant as they come. Hey, what is he? White daughter? What's your guess?
You hot prot?
I don't even. There's no tracing it back. At
you
this
don't
point.
Know?
No, I thought until he spoke, I thought he was Spanish of some sort.
Really?
Yeah, because of the hair,
the pants, and the shirt. Yeah, the whole thing.
Okay,
yeah,
the whole look.
I'll take that. Yeah,
he could he could be an Iglesias. Look at him.
Yeah, I've never gotten that.
He like
in my
the
life.
Third dude out in Menudo.
Yeah,
third
I was,
dude,
I was
not Ricky.
Say, yeah, he's Ricky's side bitch. That's what I
Where you grew up, Dan?
I grew up in New Jersey. To be honest, I think I'm Irish, German, and British. That's about
get it.
It.
Yeah.
I think that's
Irish,
it's
German,
fucking,
and British.
It's white, is
that's
what it
so
is.
That's so American.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
The kind of shit you don't send into Ancestry, right?
Yeah,
that's
like,
right.
It's like, no, I know what I got.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It sounds like that old de Blasio nonsense trying to pass as Italian, but we know he's a
don't
dirty German.
Him like that.
You know, he's as Nazi as they come. You a Nazi?
Shit.
How you feel about Jews? My daughter's Jewish. How you feel about him, Jack?
Love him. Can't get enough of him, to be honest with you.
Well,
what
you need
the
a landlord.
Fuck does that mean?
Yeah, there's no right answer to that, I feel like.
No, no, this is a trap.
No?
Oh, wait, you already said my name.
But introduce yourself.
Oh, what's up, y'all?
You do have a last name.
I do. It's, so here you go. My full name is Damo Jones. I'm also a stand-up comedian.
Now, you got to explain your Damo to some of these listeners. They're not used to that as a first name or a name at all.
I know. That's just how unique I am.
Now, does it mean something or is it from your...
Well, it's just a shortness of my name because, like, growing up in high school, they called me Damo. It's just short for Dominique.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
See how now all the white people understand
no.
This handle? They're like, oh, okay.
Yes. With Dominique.
It's like, is she from Africa?
Oh.
I know
you're I've been trying to piece that together. I've known her for years, and I've been trying to piece that together.
And
I never had the balls to ask.
I'm glad I was here to defuse that.
Yeah, thank
that.
You. You're making dreams come true today.
If you had to guess, what you thought it was, you thought it was like some type of, what, African?
I thought it was a Philly name. I had no
it's
idea.
Cool shit.
Damo short for Damo. I was like, I'm not going to question that.
She won a game of dominoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuck.
No, you know what's funny? Like, I introduced myself as Domino.
Domino?
As Domino?
No, like.
Oh, now I'm in her head.
No, like, I introduced myself as Damo, and somebody, like, came back and said Dominoes, and I was like, close enough.
Have that many syllables in it. Like, I literally just said Damo, and you said Dominoes.
What color was that person?
Yeah, here's the question. Were they racist? Hold on. Were they racist?
That's right.
or hungry?
It was a white dude.
First things first.
It was a white dude. I was upset, too, because I was like, of course.
I've heard so many people call you Domo. Do you just let that slide?
I mean, because, like, I can't.
There's that cute little thingy called Domo. Yeah.
And plus, so the shortening of Dominique is usually Neek.
No, I yeah. Never,
or no, you're throwing people off.
I never met a Neek.
Explain that. You never heard of Neek?
I never met a Neek.
Really?
Nah.
That's a shame. You have not lived, sir.
But I mean, that is a name.
Even Dominique Wilkins, basketball player.
They call him Neek?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't like it though.
I didn't really. Yeah, you're right.
I didn't know Dominique Wilkins like that. Like I wasn't
Neek.
I wasn't in his entourage. You know? I didn't know
his entourage
call
was called television. It was on NBA basketball. But yeah, so who said Domo first before?
No, that's always what I've been going by, like as my nickname
from day one.
Yeah,
was it a parent who said it first or a sibling?
Nah, at school.
At school they called you that.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Brooklyn.
Okay, what high school you went to?
I went to Thomas Jefferson.
You went to Jeff?
Yeah.
Give me my fucking Walkman back, you fucking asshole. Fucking thief. I had a good one, too. Double side loader. You don't know.
I don't know. I'm so young.
What, man? Yeah. Jeff was a tough school back when I was younger.
Yeah.
Was it still tough when you were there?
I mean, it was tough stabbings? Maybe for the other
how
kids.
Many, oh, so you did some stabbing? How many fights you got in high school?
Zero. I did all my fighting in junior high school.
Okay, what junior high school?
I went to 143 on Gates.
On Gates and what?
Gates. I want to say that's Malcolm X.
Yes, you grew up right. Yeah, that's right near me. I grew up on Decatur, Howard, Saratoga.
Oh, I grew up on Patchen. Right.
A Patchen.
Right down, like a block away from Brewer Projects.
Yeah, the Void. Yeah. I used to play basketball on there every day. Me against Fabulous.
Why I never seen you?
Because I'm much older than you. Yeah. Don't let these fucking sweet boy looks fool you. I'm like Peter Pan up in this bitch.
At Peter Pan juice.
So you got in fights in junior high school?
Yeah.
Okay, against who? Puerto Rican girls, black girls?
Black girls, and I lost every one.
You lost every fight?
Yeah.
How'd you get in the fight?
At least you're honest. They was whipping your ass in there, huh?
You like, the last one, pounds? I was like, you know what? This is it. I got jumped, and I was like, come on. Y'all didn't even need to jump me. Me and a girl was the same damn size.
Right.
I still got jumped. What's
the fight usually over? Are you talking shit to him?
No, it was gym class, and this girl was sitting in my spot, and I, like, pushed her out.
Oh,
my
shit.
Spot.
That's my spot.
Why did you?
What? The teacher told me to sit there.
The teacher also told you to push another student?
It's twice.
She blamed the teacher for whipping ass. No, I listen to my teachers, and when they tell me to sit there, I whip a bitch's ass. I want an A. What the fuck? What reasoning is that?
Look, you told me to sit there.
And they jumped you in gym class or after school?
It was after school. It was after school.
After school?
One push held up like that.
Yeah, so it should still be there, but like it's a citizen home right down a block from 143, and I got jumped right in front of the senior citizen home.
And they said they're watching you? That girl getting her ass. You that didn't poor know, baby, look at that baby.
You didn't know it was coming. You didn't hear the chatter.
Well, we was already all in a group.
Yeah.
And like we got down to the block and we turned.
Oh, these were your people. And they just turned on you?
No, I was by myself to fight. So, like, I wasn't going to back down. So, I had a fight and got jumped. It wasn't, like, one of those brutal jumps. I didn't end up in a hospital or anything. Right. But it was
But your ego got bruised, huh? Yeah. All those old people outside that old folks home judging you.
They didn't even bother to help.
Back in my day, we didn't get our ass whooped like that. Ah, good for you. Jack, were you with the high school in Jersey?
Yeah, I went to high school in Jersey.
What's this all Protestant boys camp that you went to?
I went to an all
Tell
boys.
Tell us about these boys.
Wait, I know.
No, he's not wrong. I know what I'm talking about. All boys Catholic school.
There we go.
Yeah.
I went to Bishop Lachlan. It used to be all boys before I got there.
Okay.
A little but Giuliani went there too. He went there when it was all boys like in the 60s, 70s.
Yeah, I went to an all boys high school.
I know all boy niggas because. I know niggas who went to all boys schools because they usually taller, fucking Protestant, Catholic.
He's not wrong.
I mean, the stance and everything.
It's like one of those type of fucking. Go ahead.
No, I was
y'all
just
had a good one. Lacrosse team, volleyball team was kick ass.
No, they, you know what, they were
baseball.
Really, they were really good at football and basketball. And,
there we go.
But it was in Jersey City, so
there was
like
some
we got
tall white fuckers in that
exactly.
school, wasn't it?
There was a bunch. I'm the short one in my friend.
It's like
group.
Archbishop
like
Malloy. I remember playing Archbishop Malloy. I was like, these motherfuckers are all Vikings. Where in white hell did these fucking massive Leviathans come from?
Right.
But it was in Jersey City, so you would get kids from like. You know, like Bayonne, New Jersey, which is like a little bit like rougher. So
right.
It was good. It was good for like kids like me coming from the suburbs. It was like you get shit on, you get shit on by a kid from Bayonne, and you're like, all right, time to become a man. You know what
right.
I mean? So
when did you realize it was a different kind of school? Like in that first when you got there, freshman.
Oh yeah, I got shit on by some kid really bad like my first week, and I was like, all right, this isn't Maplewood, New Jersey anymore. Yeah. You know?
Was it any black kids, Puerto Rican, Spanish?
I got shit on by a white kid, but there was everyone was represented at that school, yeah.
Okay. Was it any type of, I dare to say it, race stuff?
No, you know, everyone. Should I lie and say yes for the podcast? Like, make up a ridiculous.
No, if it wasn't.
Nobody
it wasn't.
Spoke and everyone fought and it was horrible.
Race war.
Yeah. It was, for lack of a better term, it was a race war. No, it was, everyone got along great.
Everybody
I don't know what it was.
Harmony, huh?
Yeah.
Just racial harmony.
Okay, do you know why? Because it was all boys.
I was just about
I think
to say
ain't
that,
no
right?
pussy in there making them angry.
That's
yeah,
very true.
Now,
maybe.
What was the sister school? Because girls always bring the fire, and then you got to fight.
Girls are so fucking mean.
Girls are the
worst. Well, that was the funniest shit, was like we would hang out with the all-girls schools.
What was the school? Yes.
There was a bunch. Like the sister, direct sister school was, I think it was Mount St. Dominic's in Jersey City.
They didn't have the hot girls, though. So which ones, y'all? The students, I know.
Yeah,
the
I'm not
like,
saying shit because I'm friends
school.
With them on Facebook.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. It's like we don't want y'all Lambda Muse, so we're gonna get pick our own shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You can just say they were enjoyable.
Yeah,
there were some rough looking fucking mustaches to that girl.
Was a handsome, she was a handsome woman. I mean,
it's just coming to me now that like what the virtue of that boys' school is, especially right. in like the makeup of society and companies and corporations. If you can get along with like 80 dudes,
right.
then you're just gonna skyrocket through life.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that's
we're gonna get your butt fucked.
That's the first time that like makes sense to me.
People are always like, oh no, girls, that must have sucked. I was like, it was the most fun shit, and it was lawlessness.
Yeah.
You could get away with anything.
Yeah.
Right.
And the teachers could get away with like some of the shit our teachers said.
Sure.
If they said it at an all girls school, they'd be in jail.
Sure.
It was the most fun thing in the world.
I like how that was the end of music. It was fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
It was
like, what's some
greatest.
Of this stuff? I want to hear some of this awful shit they were saying.
Yeah,
like,
that your
oh,
felon
that girl
teacher
here.
Sold you.
You young lady, step out the room while men talk.
No, I mean, well, like, there's only so much I can say, but like, because I don't want anyone to fired. They're gonna like trace it back and call me into the high school. Just teachers telling us to shut the fuck up and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And that was like,
I thought they started the class like, you can put anything in a pussy. How is this science?
That was religion class, actually. That was religion class. That yeah.
You can't say this in front of girls.
Oh,
that's really funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
We don't know what y'all are gonna do to us.
God damn it.
It's always
that. And what about you, Dan? What are you with the?
I grew up in Syracuse, New York.
Okay.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Yeah.
That is out of the ordinary.
There was legit. So I was.
That's a college town, like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, so my part was outside. So it's Baldwinsville. So now you're 20 minutes outside the city, one of the suburbs, one of like the smaller schools. Like I graduated like 380 people, whereas all the city schools, 1,000 kids per class. And then some of the other schools nearby, 1,000 kids per class.
Was it a public school you went to?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It was dope, but yeah, there was no racial anything. Like there was two black families, and that's it. And they and
y'all knew what they were at all times.
<Yeah. laughs>
Two families. That's enough for us.
It was crazy.
The Johnsons and the other Johnsons.
I didn't realize how crazy that was. I didn't realize how crazy that was.
You know what we call niggas around here? The Johnson family.
That's great. I didn't realize how crazy it was. So I got like I got to college. I went to Syracuse University.
Okay.
And every dude on my floor.
How good was your tuition, motherfucker? Being from the town.
Yeah. No. It's a private school.
Oh
no. I'm still paying for that shit right now.
Oh, that's,
hell yeah.
Okay, that's right.
That's the dream.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a $5 spot later so I can send that shit to Syracuse.
Did you stay at home?
No,
then?
I thought I would lose. So here's the thing. My family never sat me down and said, yo, if you do this, we can't help you much. So I didn't have any of those talks. So then now I'm like on my third year of college going like, oh, How am I going to handle it? How am I going to pay for this? So I should have had the talk with the family. But so I got to Syracuse University, and this is how confused I was. Everybody on my floor was like, there was a dude across the hall named Feldman. Shout out Zach Feldman.
Shout out to Zach Feldman.
Now I didn't understand.
He's a doctor now. He's
I didn't
doing well.
What, what's up, Feldman?
I didn't understand what Jewish was. So like, I thought this dude was Italian.
We still don't understand what it is at this show. So, yeah, we think it's some type of sorcery. I think it's some dark sorcery.
Hey, you are right.
So this dude's walking around like me. He's like he's got his chest hair out. He's wearing like a button up shirt. He's got my complexion.
That's I'm walking around college at 18 years old. You had chest hair. Fucking monkey.
I'm looking around and I'm like, this dude's Italian. And then I find out everybody on my floor is Jewish and have just completely different background than me. Like grew up in completely different environments.
So it was kind of like
crazy.
That Brandon Fraser movie, White Daughter. Back me up.
Oh yeah.
Which one's this?
Brandon Fraser when
Encino Man?
He was the Jewish dude on campus.
What?
And they found out.
Dad, I'm so young.
What movie?
Matt, you know what movie I'm talking about? Brandon Fraser. Is this that his name?
Brandon, isn't it?
Is this the one with the poets? The Poets Society.
When he was on campus, they found out he was Jewish.
Nobody knows.
Holy shit, y'all are...
Oh, nobody knows. Nobody knows.
I'm going to take everybody's brain in here, mush it together.
Was this the actual Holocaust?
No, it was a movie.
Okay, then I don't know. I'm out.
Brendan Fraser.
Let me get on it. No, but so yeah, so
I know one thing, and that's Holocaust.
But they found
Please
out you
continue.
Were Italian. You were the only Italian.
No, I mean it was whatever. But it's like everybody else had come from some understanding of like diversity, and I was like, oh, the day one, I was like, oh shit, I don't know shit about people.
Okay,
all.
Okay,
it was nuts.
That was fair.
Syracuse is tough. Syracuse.
Did you stare at other people eating that was different than you? Like, oh, they really do love fried chicken. The encyclopedia was right.
Syracuse at that time was rough because it really was a groupie type of thing. So every race was chilling with every race. It was like
prison.
It's prison. It's like it was like that movie PCU. It was crazy to me that like everybody.
PCU is that what
Jeremy
School
Piven.
Ties.
School Ties.
Oh,
classic movie.
I never seen it.
I remember the movie
when he found out he was Jewish because his friend who they was fucking with the same girl found out he was Jewish and dropped dime on him.
That is terrifying.
And he was crying on a campus in the rain.
Good lord!
Because they found out he was a Jew.
Holocaust. Yeah. Holocaust.
It was a great movie.
What was his last name in the movie?
Something.
Was it like
something fucking Jew? Doesn't matter. Yeah,
it was Goldstein, but no one realized until someone else ratted him out.
It was something that was you couldn't really tell by the last name.
Is what?
Wow.
Green.
There you go.
See that blends in.
Greenberg as
Wait,
fuck.
Green
yeah.
is for Jewish.
Somebody
yeah.
dropped the
yeah. Green
because
it was yeah. They always so you know there was a lot of dropping. Like Italians, we dropped a lot of letters. Jewish people after the Holocaust dropped a lot of bombs and trobs and green and bergs. Yeah. They just cut it out.
We kept some bomb straws in Grimbergs as well.
They're hanging around.
We're
some
proud
stayed.
People.
Some people brought them back.
Sure. We love our bombs and birds.
For sure. For sure. But then there was a whole other group of people that dropped them out.
Yeah.
Out of fear.
It's a lot of stains.
It's a shitty time. I just saw Operation Finale. So it's
what the hell is that?
So there it's Oscar Isaac and there was so after World War II there was Israel was going around finding old Nazis escaped and just murking them in front of their families.
That's like the movie
Preach Baby.
What Munich.
Oh. Sure,
Munich.
Sure, sure.
When they went and killed the people who killed the Olympic athletes from Israel.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
That weird
the
little
secret
bombing.
Fucking yeah.
So they found the architect.
That's what black people should have did after slavery. By the way,
yo. By the way, this is
we
how
didn't
fucked
have
up it is right now.
Fucking
Y'all
reckoning.
Have turned the fuck
no,
up.
No, how fucked
right.
up it is right now because I just got back from South Africa. I spent 2 months in South Africa this year doing comedy, and I just got back.
Stop
and
bragging,
now,
Johannesburg.
And now they're doing. And now they're doing no, but now they're doing the land reparation bill where they're trying to get some land back. So I'm in Missouri 3 days ago, and the guy tries to convince me that black people were just killing white people by the dozens in South Africa. And I was like, time out. That's not happening. That's
not
happening at all.
Not.
Yeah. Nope. That's not real. I don't even know where you heard that.
Right.
That's
well,
insane.
The stories are online about that farmers being killed by blacks taking it on the land.
It's not. That's not how it's going down.
It's not going down like that. They're taking that land, though.
It's crazy.
They're taking that land, though.
Well, they
taking it back.
You weren't allowed
the white
to own
man
land.
That people, does not deserve it.
Black people,
back me up,
people weren't allowed to own land at all.
I mean,
so
I'm
it's
still
like,
waiting for my 40 acres. So.
Yeah, you're gonna be waiting.
No, but then the other thing, this
Spike
is the other
Lee
thing
the
I learned.
Who got that.
So I learned about Jewish reparations after the Holocaust was they were doling out money and and then the pride of Jewish people was that they were, if you accepted the reparations, then people would look down on you. So there's like
keep it secret.
There's crazy politics around all this shit. There's no solve to any of this.
You know, a lot of Jews was like this. I would never take money from these people. See me around the back. Who want to look a gift check in the mouth, man? Yeah. Back me up, Karen.
Not me. I wouldn't.
I mean, I never.
Right,
so
Dad?
Who was doling out the money to the Jews? Was it German government?
Germany. Yeah.
Yeah.
Germany was trying
they
to.
They paid a lot of money.
Trying to pay their solve.
Yeah. You see how Trump just got rid of that dude who was like 90 years old, that old Nazi who was living in Queens or whatever.
What?
Yeah, they just sent him out of the country like 2 weeks ago, a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
He had been here for the longest. They've been trying to get him out since like the 90s or some shit.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
And they sent him back to Hungary, I think.
This feels like
in 90.
This feels like we're saying something positive about Trump, which makes me uncomfortable.
He's your president,
oh,
Dan.
Grow up.
You didn't vote for him, did you?
No.
Who you voted for? No. Hillary?
I think I was like right there. I was like,
I voted for Hillary.
I was like Bernie.
I'm not proud
Bernie,
of it.
Bernie,
I wanted Bernie,
like,
but it didn't.
No,
like,
no, we're talking
like,
about the actual wasted presidency.
I know,
he wasn't on the bracket.
No, he was.
Not yes. for it to be yes. No. Well, we're talking about either
no,
you
no,
know,
no.
Trump.
Day
or...
of. Day of, he's on the bill. As
yeah,
a third.
Yeah, we knew he couldn't do it though.
Yeah, we knew he couldn't do it. So I went hit so
because
I, so
he got undercut by the fucking DNC.
Right. Well, we had an election of two people that don't represent either side. Yeah. Like we got a guy who doesn't represent Republicans, well, she theoretically represents Democrats, but he didn't represent
who?
Democrats.
She doesn't.
She
represented. She's the closest to the party lines than anybody that was in that election.
She was the party. That's why.
That's true. That's true.
The Clintons ran the DNC. So
I
like,
just got back from Arkansas. I didn't realize they don't give a fuck about Bill in Arkansas.
No, they don't.
It's crazy.
No, just like, I hate to say it, but Chicago don't really give a fuck about Obama.
Really?
Really?
Is that true?
They like this. Help us now, somebody.
Yeah.
That's back in the past.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like a race you won before.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, they still hurting.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, wherever the president's from, everybody from that state go like this.
Yeah.
Look at Trump in New York.
Right. Wow. Well, mm-hmm.
We've been over
outlier.
That motherfucker.
That's an outlier.
Because everywhere you're from, they've been dealing with you much longer than
that's,
the country.
That's true.
Much longer.
Well, if they yeah. can't be really you, they're over.
I didn't look at it that way. That's yo, much. That's
he
crazy.
Was governor there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
all that shit is still in my life. You wasn't even a good governor for us.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn.
So they had a longer relationship. That's why we look at Trump like this. He's a crook. Because we've been seeing him crook, though.
Yeah.
Him and Don King were like this.
Yeah.
All those Tyson fights at Trump fucking hotels.
Yeah.
With Don King.
Yeah. No shit.
I remember even in the movie Tyson, they said it's going to take a team of lawyers just to find out who's the screwer and the screwee between the Don King and the Trump fucking contracts.
Right, yeah.
It's going to take a team of lawyers to find out who's screwing who. It's all crooks.
Yeah. Yeah, and with Trump, it's like, if you take, like, 10 people who grew up in New York or, like, New Jersey, you're getting, one of them's bound to have a story about them knowing someone who got fucked by the guy.
Yeah.
Like every, you're not that far removed if you yes. live in this area from knowing someone who got, like, fucked over.
All
by the
people you probably screwed over is in your home state.
Exactly.
They're right there waiting for you to come home.
There's people with stories about how he didn't fuck them over. Like, me and Abby Rosenquist, who have our new podcast, Book Sluts. Check us out on Patreon,
yes.
iTunes, and SoundCloud, wherever fine podcasts are sold. We had Chris Frangiola. Do you know Chris Frangiola?
Why that name sounds so
he was on Chelsea Lately. He was like the writer and he was on it.
I know him.
Like, so he was he was on our podcast and he was talking about how he used to be a construction worker and like
uh-oh.
Worked for like Trump Co. whatever. And
uh-oh.
It was totally fine. He was like, everybody got paid. It was fine. Everybody got fucked. He's not like all evil. People got like, I understand people's sentiment,
yeah,
but you gotta like grow up a little bit.
Yeah, but you gotta.
Yeah, but just because you pay your employees doesn't make you not evil.
Yeah. Well, what makes you evil then?
That's just a big hangnail of a conversation. Like you just
sure. No. But you're not.
But
you're misrepresenting what I said. No. I didn't say that paying your employees makes you not evil. I said the man's not evil. He's not evil. Not everything he does is evil. For example, not everybody got fucked over by him.
Yeah, but these are not people who are dealing directly with him.
No. But all the stories you've heard are from all the steps. People who've worked directly with them and 40 steps down from him. Like, you've heard it all.
We had this guy in Syracuse named Bob Conjol. He built the mall. He's still involved in the new mall that he claimed to our city and our community that was going to be the bigger than what's the Mall of America?
Oh, the Mall of America. Yeah.
So he's like, we're gonna have the biggest mall. And so he promised all these things, convention centers, whole deal, so that he could keep getting New York State tax breaks and community tax breaks. He's had them since 83.
So, 83?
83, because he built the first mall, and he basically put six malls out of business. So his the way that he wrote contracts was very specific terms, have all the low-level contractors, father and son contractors, come to town, do the construction. And he just like got little guys. So guy, you know, like the guys who do drywall, he just got all the – you do all the drywall. But he'd make specific things in the contract. Like, you got to come Thursday at 6 p.m. to start the contract. Then they'd show up at 6 p.m. Thursday. Doors are locked. So making phone calls. They don't get in until Friday, 4 p.m. They do the whole job. They come to get the check. At the end of the night, he goes, hey, man, you didn't start the job when it says in the contract explicitly.
Yeah.
And they don't get paid. And then he put him in court for 25 years. He's got lawyer. He got paid to make the mall. He's got all the money.
Right.
He basically put every father and son business
out of business
in town. So then 20 years later, he's trying to come back and build another mall. And so it's like there's the whole all the guys that he's put out of business, all the new guys are in there. And the guys that lasted then go, we'll do your job, but now you got to pay me in cash ahead of time. But there's all of that. Like, that's just what
little
being
ways
good
to
at
get
business
over. Yeah.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah, being good at business is usually
well, business is evil.
Fucking people.
And people who succeed in business have to have a little evil. They do. You're right about that.
Yeah. I think people
you
who
keep
succeed
throwing out evil. I never said evil. That's your word. I didn't say anybody was evil or not evil.
No, you just got to learn how to play
the game. Not, I'm saying paying your employees is not evil.
Exactly.
Not paying. Whatever I said was sounded
smart
at the time.
Amen, brother.
We totally understood what you were saying. We got it.
It's also like you can only screw over so many people, and then eventually no one will work with you. You got to, like,
you
in order for that to work, you kind of have to occasionally help.
You got
to
skim.
Yeah.
You got to skim it. You can't just fuck everybody over. You've got to do this in one week.
That's skim. That's
you
the thing.
You pick who you fuck over.
Yeah.
This guy's a little, you know, he's father and son. They can't go against my lawyers. I'm going to fuck them
over. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and it's what you said. It's the skim. So it's like you're fucking everybody over, but then you're hitting a guy in the back. With whatever you fuck this guy, so then you give him that money, and then now you got this little thing. So it's like we're commiserating in the bullshit. What's that?
I just came. Go ahead. This guy's fucking that guy. That guy bends over and he gets fucked. Then that one sucks that guy and it's fucked. He's fucked.
But
wow.
She talks like a goddamn Italian over here.
I didn't realize. So I started comedy not knowing that like not everybody's family was a foul mouthed Italian.
Yeah.
And they're like, and people were like, yo, why are you being so dirty? And I'm not even dirty. I'm just saying the F word too much.
Yeah, but your grandparents did.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. My parents. Yeah, we the F word was part of the dinner table. Shout out mom and dad.
Yeah, I don't. I'm from Jersey. I'm not Italian, but like I said, why are you breaking my balls to someone the other day? They're like, did you really just say that? I was like, yeah, that's what we say, right?
Yeah,
it's an Italian thing. Now, did you have a date outside your race? That's questions for everybody at the table. I know about parents.
Dad, tell them.
Then or now?
Tell them what I've done.
Ever. Then I mean, you said it was no race situations. Oh. What black girls you brought home to your mother, nigga?
I did outside my race mostly.
Did you date one of the Johnsons? They were available.
No, I didn't date anybody. No, this was great. We only had.
I know two families that you could have dated.
You could have ran through the
Why
black
are you
family.
So racist not dating the Johnsons, guys? I never brought anybody home in high school, but I've been almost exclusively dating outside the race.
Almost exclusively?
Since, yeah.
Now, why is that?
I don't know.
Because you grew up around Italian girls? You're like,
I didn't
even
grow up around Italian girls. I don't have any access to Italians.
What?
I don't.
What the fuck is going on in Syracuse?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I can't throw a dead cat without hitting one.
If I grew up in Jersey, it's totally different. And the Jersey Italians are like racist against the fact that I don't speak the language.
Mm.
But my people got here early. We got here in the 20s when
the language, you did want to speak the language,
right.
But you couldn't get a job.
There's a guy who understands.
You try to get that accent off you.
And then they said, we're going to send my kids to school. They're going to learn English, and they're going to come home and teach it to me.
Right.
So we lost it. We lost the language at my great-grandparents.
But then it
over.
Comes back around. That's
sure.
How generations got to go through shit.
Yeah.
But if you really want to know your origins, you got to find out your language,
hell yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Is Italian a race?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
So if you say I dated outside the race, what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Are you just trying to make how many white girls I date?
Ah, that's a good point.
I want to know if you
that's
mean white,
good
right?
Point,
I just
daughter.
Know what you think
I don't know.
You
I'm,
are.
Like
if you,
I'm
yeah,
think.
If you date a girl from Switzerland,
right.
You think you dated inside your race? Because I think you're not.
No, I'm not.
Really?
No, my first girlfriend was Norwegian as fuck. She was like the most Norwegian. Her parents didn't like barely spoke English.
I've been to the places where white people call white people, like the real fucking white places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when you see in America, a lot of people call themselves white because you know what? That's a better pick. if you can pick it.
Yeah.
But when you go to Poland and see what white people look like, you go like this, I'm not that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they could go to Poland, he's not that.
Yeah.
Switzerland, no. He's not that.
Well, Sweden Jew is not white.
No.
No,
yeah.
Sir, it is not.
Yeah.
No, okay. And some places so is not. That's the thing I took from college was this is the first time that I was surrounded by this many Jewish people. And then what happened was then I realized that they represent themselves as their own race.
Right.
Being a Jew.
Also, everyone else has always represented us as our own race.
And yeah, but,
no,
I didn't
have,
yeah,
but I didn't have
that
experience.
Right, but I didn't have that experience.
Race, Jew. Get out of here.
I had no basis.
Race away.
But I had no basis of understanding for that. So, and I remember the day I was the
did
most.
Did you realize how not white you seemed, thought you were when you went to college, too? Because you saw whiter white people?
No, I think I was taking in all the other people first.
Okay, I'll give you that.
It wasn't until later on when I got, I don't know where I was, but I remember being prideful the first time a black dude told me that, because I'm Italian, that's not white. I was like, what?
Yeah.
All right. All
you
right.
Have arrived.
I've never felt better in my life. I remember that moment. Yeah, funny. But so I think most people outside of Italian generally look at Italians as its own thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because in America, Italians look themselves as white.
You sure?
In Europe, not so much.
Sure, yeah.
Really? I thought it was the other way around. No. I thought American Italian was pretty white, and Italian Italian is also white.
Wait, so what box do you check on a job application?
That's the thing, it always annoys me because I'm like,
I don't think Italians.
I get so mad when I have to check Caucasian, it like really hurts me.
Do you like, you should just start writing in like another box?
Yeah, if I put other, and then they ask me other, and then I tell them Italian, they'll be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's put white, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it hurts.
It's a different thing.
Because I see what these white people be doing, and it hurts.
Now, it's some fair-skinned white Italians, really fair-skinned.
Sure.
But it's also some darker olive skin.
I'm generally the darker.
And some with curlier hair,
yeah.
Some with straight hair. Because Italy is a fucking big ass place. And then you got Sicilians. And,
yeah.
You look Israeli.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I didn't realize, and I just took the beard off. I had your level beard all the way around this morning.
Oh, you are an airport.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Hazard.
I fucked up. I had like a Satan beard when I got my passport photo taken. I was like, I'm gonna have to stay wherever they put me.
But it's been
fine so far. No, I have some level of like, we don't know what he is, but he looks like he belongs, and then I don't get fucked with.
Because everybody in that Mediterranean area, they all niggas.
Right. You look like niggas.
Like
when everybody's done fucking everybody,
it's all black
like
people.
200 years from now, they're all going to be your color.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to get to. That's harmony, baby.
Yeah, you look like harmony, baby.
Yeah.
So does the box change or will it still stay Caucasian?
Then?
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah.
You can be Indian, too.
I can be everything. No boxes?
You can be everything that's not white. Nigga.
I'm everything. I'm everything that the person that's looking at me isn't. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Nobody looks at me and be like, oh, he's me.
Right.
They just go, he's something else.
Right. I don't think Italians will look at you. Only maybe
Italians
someone who's got a good eye.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yeah.
Italians want to take me. Egyptians tried to take me once. I was like... Like they tried to bring me in.
I feel like I had a context.
It was actually
ridiculous.
Here. It was standing in New York. I was doing something at the time about being racially ambiguous or whatever. And then they were like, no, they're like, we got you. Like, you're Egyptian. We'll take it.
They need all the cells they can get.
This just gets hotter and hotter on this podcast.
Now what about you, Jack? You date outside your race. You're a racist cocked motherfucker. Your dick is a racist, nigga.
I mean, I have not, but that's not because I don't. It's not because I don't watch. I was with like the same.
Why? Because black women smell funny? Hit him, D. Hit this Nazi, man.
Yo. 39 minutes in. I thought we'd get to it sooner. I've only dated a handful of people. And
okay.
I was, you know.
And being in New York got to open up a whole new world to you, too, because you got more access to people than Jersey. Because Jersey, you got to drive mostly everywhere and shit.
Yeah.
I guess the mall you do, but here you can just walk around town and see hot girls of every race.
Yeah, exactly.
Agreed.
And do you ever dive in? You never dated a Puerto Rican girl in your life? Jennifer Lopez walking around with 20 years with that ass, and you ain't never say, I'm gonna give me a Puerto Rican girl.
I feel like if I have, I can't remember right now on the spot. I'm having a panic attack. This is a straight up trap.
Yeah, you're allowed to get past.
How long you been with the same girl though?
I was with my ex girlfriend for like 5 years.
Okay,
that's most of my dating life.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 23.
Yeah, so he don't have anything. He don't have a resume. We're grilling him on a resume he don't have.
Who was white out of this relationship? You or her? I'm gonna say her.
Who was white?
Whiter.
Oh, geez. I mean, that's splitting hairs. Are you kidding me?
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Funny. No, yeah, she was from Ohio. She's a little bit whiter.
There we go.
Yeah.
That wasn't so hard.
That wasn't so hard.
A little bit, but that.
Calling yourself the nigga in this situation.
How dare
was
you,
was easier
sir?
Than you thought, huh, son? You were the black person of your relationship. Just deal with it, Jack.
I've never perceived it that way, but
what does she
I'm going to leave
for
here with a smile on my face.
What does she do?
She works in the music industry.
Okay. That's some blackness there.
A little bit.
And you do comedy.
Not as much as me,
unless
apparently.
She lives in Nashville.
I thought maybe... Okay, what kind of music are we talking?
She's at Atlantic Records, so it's like pop music and shit.
Okay, so she has a contract with Atlantic?
Well, I mean, she's an employee. It's not like... She's not... A musician.
Okay, she's in the music industry.
Yeah.
Does she make good money? What kind of job she got?
It's like, I think, just whatever, a starting salary, front office.
You're not dating her now, right?
No, I feel weird talking about her.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Because this is the blackest thing you ever said, that you dated. And you turned out to be the black person.
Yeah, exactly.
Motherfucker. So, yeah, I'm just saying, when you walk around New York and you see black girl you like, or Puerto Rican girl, what do you think in your head? Can you bring her home to your parents?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Nigga, don't just jump in with the answer. Think this through. Actually have your parents on the phone. Can you bring her home? His mother's
They're
already
behind
crying.
That door.
Bring them here. We didn't send you to that all-boys Catholic school for that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What about you, D?
Tell
me about your white past and your dating now. You know you tapped some whiteness.
I did. I had the pleasure
here we
back
go.
In 2013. It was a good time.
Who was it?
Some white girl I had met at a bar.
In New York?
Yeah.
See, this is what I like talking about. This is kind of... This is what Dr. King wanted.
Yeah.
Everybody coming together with their genitalia.
No. It was whack.
What was whack about
cool.
it?
Because, like, I ended up... That's
How
why
late
I,
was it, too, in the night? Was it late night? Was it early? What?
Probably, like, maybe two.
In the morning. Okay. Okay. Yeah. And was she cute?
I mean, she was decent.
Okay, what's decent? Punchable?
I just needed to get it off my checklist.
Okay. Oh, so this was the first time. So, okay.
Did you go to
this is good.
Yeah,
this is good.
I've never heard it from the reverse. I've always seen the other thing where it's like, I'm mad at dad. Let's just see if I can get my first black dude. But I've never seen a black person go, oh,
white girl's a lion to you, by the way.
Let me get my first one. Well, not hold it. But it's like, but let me get my first white girl. I like that. That's a fun story.
Now, before you had her,
currently looking for Asians right now.
Okay,
yeah,
I can help you out with that.
No, I had that problem for a couple years, and I didn't understand that it was because I don't identify as white, like white girl, like Asian, because
like
all
white,
my,
yeah.
All the other comics were like, dude, like all you got to be is white, and then I was like, oh, that's it, that's why.
Yeah.
Just be white, and you get an Asian girl.
Now, what did you assume about white women before this, and why would you say it was and it wasn't like what you thought it was gonna be?
I mean,
you thought it was going to be super different from being with a black girl?
No. Are we talking like sex-wise or just hanging out with her?
Any both
everything,
ways.
Everything. Go on. You want to
know everything? I mean, it was kind of it wasn't the same. It's just, I was just like, remember like laying in bed looking at her like, yo, you're actually white. Like that was
that great. That like accomplishment moment.
That happens like every morning when I look in the mirror. I'm like, son of a bitch again.
You're on a streak.
23 years in a row. God damn it.
You're actually. This was when she was sleeping.
I mean, and when she was awake.
Right.
I can look at her like,
it made more sense when she was awake.
God damn. Didn't wear her skin.
It's okay.
No, because I'm from Brooklyn, so it's like I grew up with nothing but black people.
Yeah. Right.
So it's like to accomplish what I accomplished was like, oh, wow, you can be from Brooklyn and like.
Yeah, see, I've been,
I like this. I like
I've been
this
going across the line since
the
high school.
Accomplishment.
I've been dating even Asian girls. I remember when Tone, I told you the story before when Tony, Tone used to teach my cousin Tony. I brought an Asian girl home when I was like 15, 16. He gave me hell. I'm like, money, girls are girls. This was a hot girl too. He was like, nah, I don't know, man.
See?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, ignorant black shit. And then years later, this motherfucker go through the biggest yellow fever in L.A. Every girl he dated for like 2 years was Asian. I was like this, what? So it's good now? So right. I was just an innovator at 15, 16. Right.
It's cool. Yeah, I was a trendsetter.
I was a trendsetter back then. But I always did. One of the pleasures of growing up in New York was that you got to see and date everybody.
Yeah. Right.
Everybody was here. That was like, I couldn't even fathom going to a place where you couldn't kind of have contact with everybody like that. Right. Even on a train and shit like that.
Yeah.
Or school or whatever.
Yeah. This is what takes us all out of our dumb ignorance shit. It's like you meet somebody of another race, another background, another opinion. And you go, oh, all that shit that I got in my head.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
You have to work so hard. To keep it in your head, it's effort. So much more work to be racist here than not racist.
No, here. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just got back from Arkansas. Motherfuckers can like just have six friends and y'all believe the same bullshit.
Because that's all they see all the time. Yeah, that's all they come in contact with.
Right.
But just walking from this building to the train, we'll see 90 nations.
Yeah.
Agreed.
90.
Yeah. It's true.
And that's the fucking truth.
You fuck who you take the train with.
Yeah, but then you assume.
and I think there's something beautiful about that.
And isn't that pretty?
I enjoy it.
That's very poetic, is what that is.
I've always said it.
Yeah. I think that was Malcolm X.
Yeah. You fuck what you take the train with.
I've always said, I have a dream. That came from me.
That might be the title. But it's true. It's like you get so much more contact with things. Yeah, that's why you living in Brooklyn, it feels like you felt more isolated than I felt living in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
With other, the mixing in with other races and shit.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's a different time, or maybe because you're a female, a woman. What?
No, different times.
I don't want to say it like it's a pet. You never know what to say.
I just think it was just the neighborhood. I didn't have white people in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. To say,
you didn't have
yo.
Cops? They wasn't giving up the pussy. I mean, speak with
you
speak.
Fuck who patrols you. I've always said it.
Fuck who's on patrol.
Said it from day one.
I mean, I know you got teachers and mailmen and police around it. Fuck one of them. Where
only
you game
it was that easy.
It's a goddamn buffet.
But like socially, you mean you wasn't around white people like that? What about Puerto Rican? I know you've been around. I know you went by that parade.
Again, I was in Brooklyn.
Yeah, so Bushwick right there. Back in the day, Bushwick. Not now. It's all white
many,
pussy now.
I didn't have that many. I didn't know. I think like back in the day, I was really mostly attracted to black people. I mean, I'm still.
Now, was it because of your own comfort level?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what you think, was it age or maturity that brought you out of that comfort level, made you more comfortable with other people?
That and when I had to start dealing with other people. So start dealing with like people until I started like going for job interviews.
Mm. Yeah, that's where they are. That's where the whites appear, goddamn it.
That was when I was in New York.
I went for a job interview at the Apollo, and it was a white dude interviewing me. I said, nigga, here too. I said, et tu, white, et tu.
Oh, we can't wait to ask you. What's your greatest weakness? Go ahead.
All right, so when you started getting interviewed by white people, that's when you started, feeling more comfortable around them? That's when you started working around them and feeling more comfortable?
No, that's when I was like, oh, there's, like, other people than black people.
Okay.
So,
It's weird those moments of once we get outside of the thing to realize how deep we are into something.
And the thing is just an invisible bubble.
Yeah.
It's not a real thing.
Right.
Because I grew up a couple blocks from her.
Yeah.
But it's our own self-made bubbles that we all exist in.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's the question I have is like, because it still comes up, right? Because Childish Gambino's getting big. People get mad that he's not dating in his race. So how big is the stigma for black people to date in your race?
You can't. I feel like it's hard to be pro-black and have a white wife.
Right. That's what everybody.
Really?
Yeah. Right. All black girls I know will give you the resume. They'll give you the dude's resume of like, nah, he's not with the right girls. That's why Common has to date like everybody who's on the correct side of like.
Black people got different responsibility. We got more responsibility for our community than maybe other races, I guess. But
really,
but it's a stigma.
Yeah, it's a little bit harder for us.
Yeah, okay. But like, oh, people give shit.
But you
gotta
be an individual when it comes to your life choices.
Sure.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just a fucking monkey.
Right. Yeah.
I agree with that.
So whoever you love.
Yeah.
Because everybody outside that love don't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Agree.
And honestly,
you're not living their life. It takes forever. It took me forever to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like there's something not just like you have a responsibility to live your life how the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I date, nigga. I never listen. People will give me shit about dating this person. Somebody might be too dark, or somebody might be too white, or somebody might be too bohemian, or somebody might. You know, I dated a Bayesian girl. Motherfuckers like this. I don't fuck with them Bayesians. I'm like, goddamn, what? So everybody's gonna have something to say about whatever.
Yeah. Regardless,
you're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's why I was always good.
Race
to keep
is just
the,
an easier thing.
Right. Keep the white girl at home and then only bring the black girl out.
Oh no, God. I take the white girl out because she pay for stuff, and then I come home and tell the black girl how fun our night was. Ooh, you should have been there, Rashida. We had shrimp.
You mean Daniqua?
We call it Damo. Karen, you never dated outside your race either, did you?
I've dated non-Jews. I've exclusively dated non-Jews.
Yeah.
So, yes, I've dated exclusively outside my race because Jew is a weird little race.
Is it?
Yeah, it is a little bit.
It's a lot of inbreeding, Hasidic inbreeding.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. If Jews had their way, like the overall Jews, we wouldn't ever fuck or date outside Jews. So it is like racial, definitely.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say now? What was the, what did you say? If they had their choice, they wouldn't?
Yeah, like if Jews as a group, right? Like not me, not a lot of people that I know, but if Jews, like overall arching Jews, had a vote, we would just stay Jews and make Jewish babies. That's important because Holocaust just happened.
But you said fuck originally. From what I saw in college, it's like a lot of like fucking outside your race, but like, you know, marry outside your race.
Right.
That's what I've
college,
seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Go get some different colored dicks
but
and
I
then
never
come
did.
Back.
And marry
and make a little,
I never
make a little
did it. I never did a Jew. I never fucked a Jew. I never. There's something.
You never fucked a Jew in your life?
No. There's
not even at temple against your will.
Hold up. But are you? Trying to settle down at all?
I mean, look.
No rabbi tried to.
It's not that I'm trying to settle down. It's that I'm open to it. But right? Right person, right time. Yes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be a Jew. No. I. You know what? I physically can't. Like on my genetic level, there's. Right. I've just never really
now,
been attracted to Jews.
Is this what you see? Oh, because what if you didn't know?
It's what I feel. It's like I've met hot Jews. There's hot Jews, but and you go to Israel, they're so hot. Yeah.
Some hot ones down
just,
there.
I'm not feeling it ever. And it's like, you know, when you are into someone, you're just fucking into them. It's not in your control, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not in my control to not be into fucking a Jew. But like, I feel it in my bone. My body's like, don't do
but
that.
But I'm saying go deep psychological level. Maybe like you're not ready to settle down. So you're like avoiding it. You're avoiding all the Jews because you're like, if I actually get with a Jew, like I'm gonna have to lock that shit down.
But you know what? I would love it. Would be easier for me. I would love to just be able to bring a Jew home. It would be, my parents would be so happy.
The name of my new book is Bring a Jew Home.
It would be
ruin it with Judy Boone.
I was
supposed to be a lawyer, you know? Like I can't do it. And it's not, I'm not trying to sell down right this second, but I'm not opposed to it either. I'm not like, ugh, marriage, babies, no. Like, I don't know, maybe I would. I can only do what I can do and I can't do it.
So would you be upset if you fucked a Jew by accident?
By accident?
Oh, it's like when you wake up and it's a tranny. It's like, oh shit, I just fucked
like,
a
like,
Jew.
You didn't tell me you were a Jew. You didn't ask him if he was
what
a Jew or not. And like you,
what's
nah,
this
nah, yarmulke nah, nah.
in my bathroom? What are you fucking doing?
You're gonna have, like,
tell me about your past.
You have a real real Damo moment waking up next to the wife.
Just start peeling off my own skin. No, I wouldn't be upset. I would be so blown away. I would be like, my God, we can do this.
Like
I just didn't know. Yes. Like something broke. I've never like been able
to. So how does this work? You just walk up to a dude and you ask him like, yo, you're a Jew, and then you just walk away?
What?
100%.
If he says no,
no. It's literally like
if he says no, she just drops her face in his lap.
If he says
welcome
I
home.
I want to know how do you?
If he says
like,
I'm not,
I can't spot a Jew. Unless,
see, but that's the thing. A Jew.
That's a new game show I'm working on. It's gonna be the Game Show Network.
I don't know because
I'll be into somebody and we'll get to talking. Turns out he's not Jewish. Now that repeats 100% of the time.
So do you get even more turned on when you know they're not a Jew?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, we go.
Because it's
that.
A little bit trafy.
We're getting down to the deepness.
It's a little bit trafy. Okay. It's like falling in love with bacon. Like you're not supposed to do it. If you're a Jew, like get this bacon out of here. And yet I love it.
But I get a different excitement for each girl, a different girl too. Like a different excitement for an Asian girl that I get for a Puerto Rican girl,
no,
that I get for a black
thing,
girl, that I get for a but it's still the
sense.
Same. It's all connected, but it's still different experience. But I get a different experience from this the individual or themselves too. But I'm just saying it's an added thing.
Yeah,
it's different. Yeah. I don't know.
That's a boy thing, I think.
What
category?
like being like wanting to like all the different colors of M&Ms,
no,
you know?
Domo was doing it. I fucked it up. Domo was doing it. She's like, I'm
saying Dominique.
Meek.
Dominique was doing it. Meek was doing it.
Mama call her Dominique. I'm calling Dominique.
I don't know. Maybe.
She wanted to get the white girl.
Maybe straight girls have more of a consistent type than any other kind of sexuality, gender.
Yeah, I don't understand the type thing.
Because I think that girl, well, it's not an on purpose thing. I think it's like biological. Like, we're like straight women, right? I mean, women like who like want to get knocked up by a man, right?
People who fuck dudes. Let's just say that.
Well, no, because some men fuck dudes.
Yeah,
a lot of dudes.
I'm talking about biological shit, right? Yeah. Like, you have a thing you think works, and you don't even think it in your head. Right. Like, your body knows
it. Instinct.
Yeah, so that I think that's why I kind of, like, have iterations of the same dude, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing that used to happen.
Different versions of the same jerk.
Yeah. The same tall, lanky buffoon.
Like, the heart's like a muscle, and it's got, like, muscle memory. So you
the heart is literally a muscle.
Yeah, you start, thank you. You start,
Syracuse education.
Yeah. Go on, Syracuse.
The muscle memory is the point I'm trying to make. That you.
The heart is made of toenails. That's not right.
But you start being attracted to somebody you don't know why, and then you get 6 months down the relationship, you're like, oh, you're my fucking ex. That's why I like
you.
Oh,
yeah.
You didn't even know.
Yeah, and then you trace that back far enough, it's like, oh, you're like,
oh, my, you're mom. My mom.
My dad.
Sure.
Well, I heard.
Sure. He took a 101 psychology class.
Yeah. I heard, what was it? Like, I heard some wild shit yesterday. I don't know if a comedian said it or if I was watching on TV, but it's like, the baby, oh, when a baby's born, it looks more like the dad.
Oh, yeah, because
the firstborn, yeah.
First
so that the dad doesn't
because,
peace
so the
out.
Guy, so the dad.
To convince the dad that it's his baby.
Yeah, and so he wants to stick around because it looks
this
like.
This was two episodes of your podcast. This was two episodes ago.
No, I was listening to that, podcast. Yeah.
He was doing research.
Yeah. I was like, where the fuck did I hear that?
This.
But that, right, but like, so it's the same shit, though. Like, if you were to look, and I don't have a fucking type, but maybe it's different for women, but like. I'd imagine that if your type is probably someone who maybe looks a little bit like you or some shit like that, you know what I mean? Or like looks like your dad, which really would suck to find out.
You got daddy issues too?
No.
That's what I'm trying to get to here. That's why I came on the show today.
That can happen in both men and women because you just look for what's familiar
and comforting. I don't think it's a human thing. I think it's
a fucking mammal thing.
Yeah, but that's the problem. But then we get back to why it's a problem because then you go, oh, you don't look like me. I got to kill you.
Yeah, that's what I
think. Yeah.
That's where we get.
Oh, you look too much like me. I'm definitely going to kill you.
Yeah.
That's what it usually happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Too much.
Yep.
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 Yep. We got to wrap it up. It's done, so. Any plugs?
Wow, flu.
Danny, what do you want to plug?
I got a podcast called Comedy's Best Kept Secret, and I got a podcast called Porn Stars Are People. We don't talk about porn. Get porn stars on and avoid talking about porn.
That's how my birthday was. I had all the porn stars here, and we talked about real stuff.
I had half of those girls on the podcast. I love those girls. By the way, I'm still trying to get answers from you on Hoboken Comedy Festival, so I can have you through that. So check out Hoboken Comedy Festival end of September.
Always have fun on your shows, man. Jackie?
I don't know. I'll plug my Instagram if that's okay with you.
Yeah, go for it. Yes,
you can
course.
Follow me at
so sweet.
Jack _Byram, B as in boy, Y-R-A-M as in Mary.
B as in boy. He is so sweet.
B as in sweet boy.
B as in bitch. I don't know. What do you want from me? Is that what you want? Do you had to pull that out of me?
No, she called you sweet, and then the next thing you said was B as in boy.
Yeah, so, I'll take that. So I got called pretty boy
M
on stage
Mary,
the other day. It was the greatest
of
heckle.
You're like, thank you.
Yeah, I was like, keep it calm and keep heckling me.
Be as a beautiful boy.
Beautiful boy.
D, what you got?
You can follow me also on the gram, Town of Jones.
Yes. Boom.
Boom.
Wait, wasn't that my town? The Town of Johnson was my town growing up.
Town of Johnson?
Just the black family, the Johnsons.
Oh, the Johnsons, right. The Joneses was in another town.
By the way, I want to correct it quick because it was the Grants.
Okay, the
Grants. My boy, my boy Andrew Grant. So I want to make sure that we don't leave him out there as a Johnson.
What's up, Andrew Grant? Not What's Johnson. Up, Andrew Grant?
Was the other family the Grants too?
K-Rons, what are your plugs?
My Insta, Keren, K-E-R-E-N, Margolis. My Twitty, same deal. My new podcast with Abby Rosenquist, Book Sluts. We slut around to different books.
Sluts with books.
And we are on Patreon, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever the fuck you want to catch us. Yeah, we're the best.
They're the best.
Check us out.
Yes, and make sure that you check out on September 24th, Monday, I think that is, at the Comedy Cellar. Yeah, I'm doing an hour over there on that's a Monday the 24th, 10 p.m. It's hosted by Jared Freed and featuring Rosebud Baker.
Woo.
That's a pretty good show.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so make sure you get your tickets at ComedyCellar.com or go to smallworldcomedy.com. And that's the show. Y'all had fun?
Hell yeah.
Fun. Did everybody have a good time?
I had a splendid time.
Did we answer some questions? Did we share our thoughts and our experiences?
Yeah.
Some of us came. Yeah. All right, goodbye.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm glad I did come.
Peace. Later.